But it's very interesting because, as some commentators this week have pointed out, those who are concerned about civil liberties, imagine their reaction if there were another 9/11-style attack, and what the American public would rise up to support in terms of quashing civil liberties. And you go back to the immediate aftermath of 9/11, and we did some checking about that. The Joint Inquiry into Intelligence Community Activities Before and After the Terrorist Attacks of 9/11, December 2002, and this was one of the conclusions. Prior to 9/11, the intelligence community's ability to produce significant and timely signals intelligence on counterterrorism was limited by NSA's failure to address modern communications technology aggressively. Continuing conflict between intelligence community agencies, and this is important, NSA's cautious approach to any collection of intelligence relating to activities in the United States, and insufficient collaboration between the NSA and FBI regarding potential terrorist attacks in the U.S. So the NSA, after 9/11, was criticized for being too cautious, which is why we got these programs in the first place.